I am Linda Kaminga, and Robert and Lana faced having to decide to go to West Virginia rather quickly. And he turned to me and he said, "You're preaching tomorrow morning." And I went, "I'm what?" So then they changed the word to a devotional. And I was going, "That's fine." And so I prayed, and Robert handed to me the scriptures he was planning to use this morning, and the Lord just sort of spoke to me through them. So I'm going to try to recap a little about what I have seen in these scriptures. I want us to go to 1 Samuel 15 and the 16th to 21. To give us a little bit of background, Saul was told by the Lord to go and to wipe out, and this is why I'm not up here usually, the
Amalekites?
Yes, Amalekites. Wipe everything out. Leave nothing behind. And Saul went, and he wiped out everything but the king, and he let the soldiers keep the first special animals to bring home. Now, is that what God told him to do? Don't think so. No, he didn't follow the instructions to the complete intent. He decided to ignore part of God's instructions. And so with much unhappiness and grief, Samuel was sent to Saul and to confront him on this. And in part of Samuel's reply to Saul, he said, "It is better to obey than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." Paul says, "Yes, I see I have sinned, but let's make an offering anyway and seek forgiveness." And at this point, God has said, "The sacrifice is not going to be sufficient. You did not obey me. I cannot use you because of your disobedience." Samuel grieves over Saul's decision and rejection of the Lord. And the Lord is grieved because he chose Saul to begin with. Even with reservations, he chose Saul as king. Where we pick up in chapter 16, the Lord approaches Samuel and he says, "How long are you going to grieve? It's over, it's done with. It's time to move on." And so he gives Samuel instruction to go to the house of Jesse in Bethlehem and to select from among his sons. Now, he brings forth to Samuel 7 good men. They look good. They would be capable of encouraging and guiding. But the Lord says to Samuel, "Don't look at their outward appearance. You have to look at the heart." And he rejects all of them as the king. And he says, "Do you have another son?" "Well, yes, it's my teenager out taking care of the flock." And Samuel says, go get him. Now, I have two 15-year-old grandsons, and they're good boys. But you notice I call them boys. They haven't matured. They don't understand everything that's involved, although I have a hunch this young boy did understand more of it, of tending to the flock and keeping the flock safe. That's quite a responsibility. That was a responsibility that Moses had, was tending to the flocks. So it's no small thing. But still, he was young. But when he was brought before Samuel, the Lord said, anoint him. This is the new king. And we are shown that Samuel does consecrate him, and that the Lord comes upon David and fills him with the power that he's going to need to fulfill the duties of the new king. Now, I wanted to share, before we actually got all that way, was that the townspeople were not happy to see Samuel coming. They were concerned that he may be giving them bad news. They were concerned that if King Saul heard, and he would be displeased, that he might come upon them. And God had instructed Samuel to say, I come in peace. I'm bringing a heifer for a sacrifice. And this calmed the people and welcomed him in. I believe that there are times when we may not want to hear the truth. We may not want to be open to accepting. But I believe God comes to each of us in peace. He wants the best for us. And we know that he gave us Christ to die for our sins. Out of this study that I did in the last 24 hours or so, these are the points that came to my mind. Do we follow God's instructions to the fullest, or do we reason out why we could go this far? Are we denying God giving us the best by limiting our obedience? With Christ, we can come to the Lord and seek cleansing and full understanding of God's purpose for our lives. This can take time, but we can seek it and understand the full intent of God's purpose. Do we look at the appearance of people or at their hearts? We are told we will know them by their fruit. That's found in Matthew 7:16. I believe we should daily reconsecrate ourselves to the Lord. When we are not willing to give each day to him, we are sinning. We are not in his will. One of our familiar benedictions frequently, or pre-sermon times, we use Psalm 19:14. I'm going to read it. I know you all know it, but I'm going to read it first. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I would like to ask you to join me with those words. But do we mean them? Are we willing to follow the complete instructions God has given us? Would you join me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.